Indonesia has held its second parliamentary election since the end of the Suharto dictatorship in 1998. The race is seen as a battle between the ruling Democratic Party of President Megawati Soekarnoputri and the Golkar Party, which had supported Suharto during his 32-year rule. Voting across Indonesia, a vast archipelago that stretches over three time zones, was marred by delays and shortages of ballots. Results are not expected for several days, perhaps weeks. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Jakarta. Is President Megawati in trouble?
She could be, Bob. I mean, last time around in 1999, her party won 34% of the vote compared to Golkar's 22%. This time around, opinion polls taken just before the election showed that Golkar was likely to emerge as the largest party in parliament, with Megawati's PDIP second. Now, this in turn could affect her chances of staying in office as president when direct presidential elections are held in July. Those same opinion polls showed that Megawati, who was the odds-on favorite until just a few months ago, would lose the presidential election to her former security chief, retired General Bambang Susilo Yudhoyono, who formed a new party of his own that seems to be doing unexpectedly well in this election. And then, of course, there's Golkar, which has two strong presidential candidates of its own, former Armed Forces Chief General Wiranto and the party leader Akbar Tanjung. Both men come with some baggage. Wiranto is an indicted war criminal, and Tanjung recently had a corruption conviction overturned by the Supreme Court, but both are still popular.
What's the attraction of the Golkar Party?
Stability, economic growth. There was a lot of both during Suharto's 32 years in office, and of course there were rampant human rights abuses as well, but the new improved Golkar is seeking to distance itself from the excesses of the Suharto regime and is promising to create jobs, and many people are drawn to that.
This is the largest Muslim country in the world. Is radical Islam an issue?
It's not really an issue here at all, Bob, because Golkar and Megawati's PDIP, for example, are expected to win the largest number of seats, and they are both secular nationalist parties. There are some religious parties running, but they aren't expected to do any better this time around than they did 5 years ago, and they've been downplaying Islamic issues, focusing instead on the economy and on corruption. And I think it's because most Indonesians, even if they are religious, don't want their government too heavily involved in their religion or how they practice it.
But Indonesia has been the victim of Al-Qaeda-linked terrorism.
Yes, there have been a number of terrorist attacks here, but the most high profile of them have been against foreigners. I mean, most of those killed in the Bali bombing, which killed over 200 people, most of those people were Westerners, not Indonesians. And the attack on the Marriott Hotel here in Jakarta was also targeted at foreigners, though, of course, Indonesians were killed in both of those attacks. But I think most Indonesians don't see themselves as the victims of terror. They simply see disaffected people like the Al-Qaeda ally Jamaah Islamiyah carrying out these attacks against Westerners, but not aimed at them, at Indonesians. There has been some religious violence here in the past 5 or 6 years, linked to both Muslim and Christian extremists, but by and large, considering the transformation that this country's gone through from dictatorship to democracy, I'd say it's fairly stable at the moment, and the lack of violence in this election, I think, helps prove that.
But it's also had wars of secession.
Yes, there's been an ongoing dispute in Aceh for many, many years now, for decades actually, and that's still ongoing, and it doesn't seem any closer to completion one way or another now than it has been for the past couple of years. I think we just have to wait and see how that plays out, but I also don't see any chance of Aceh actually becoming independent.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Jakarta, Indonesia.